Morning. Welcome to Mountain View. My name is Pastor Sarah, and I'm excited because I'm singing in the choir today. You will hear so much music and a great story through our children, and I just want to wish you a happy third Sunday of Advent. We're not quite to Christmas yet, but getting really close and preparing our hearts for it. So as we do, I'm going to invite Pua to tell us a little bit more about what's going on in our community.
Aloha kaliki maka mai kako, or Christmas greetings to everyone. I would like to share some of the items in the life of our church this week and in the coming months. And please feel free to also read your bulletin. There's a lot of events going on, and the bulletin is jam-packed with information. We have Christmas Eve services coming up next Sunday, the 24th. And please note there will be four kind of things going on. There's a 5 o'clock p.m. family service. At 6:30 p.m., we are sharing a musical gift with our congregation, the chancel choir, and the musical groups in our church. At 7 o'clock p.m., there's a traditional service with the choir and Wesley Ringers. And at 9 o'clock p.m., we have a traditional service with Head for Home and the Spirit Singers. And please note, there will be also a regular 10:30 service on Sunday morning. December outreach opportunities, we still have Share a Gift going on, so please look for them in the narthex. There are also people out there with stockings to collect change or funds for Mozart Devu in Africa. If you have time and aren't too cold, take a look at our labyrinth and what Ken Bettenhausen has done. We have a wonderful Nativity Advent walk at the labyrinth if you're so inclined. And coming up in January, we have Envisioning Heaven on Earth, a spiritual environmental stewardship Sunday school series that will be happening January 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. Please come and join the green team for what will be a wonderful educational and hopefully planet-saving series. Thank you.
We will start over. With this ritual, we continue our congressional Advent theme, Titles for Jesus. One name given to Jesus is Savior of the World. In Christ today, we develop our faith and strengthen our resilience.
Okay. Hear the words of St. John's Gospel. John 4:42. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of your words that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world."
The Hebrew word we translate as Savior has several meanings, one of which is the one who gives victory. We are confronted by a world of contradictions, innocent loss, power misuse, and God's purposes thwarted. How then can God save us or bring about victory over our world?
With Jesus, God changes the rules. With love, God turns the world's expectations upside down.
We believe that in Jesus Christ, our brokenness becomes a doorway into life, and that in Christ, our death is a resurrection. The Savior of the world transforms our lives and brings about our salvation. This is who we are preparing to welcome at Christmas, even Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God.
Jesus came to bring these gifts. Hope and forgiveness, peace and salvation come from the Lord. By lighting these candles, we open our hearts fully to the Savior of the world.
In prayer, Father, we are thankful for the gifts of salvation. Save us from our own self-centeredness and our hopelessness focused on things. Make us your reliable and resilient disciples here on earth, and fit us as resourceful agents of your kingdom. May the love of your God win us over for the furtherance of your goals this Advent season. Amen.
Thank you, Wynette family, and I'm going to invite you to stand and greet one another in God's love. Thank you, dear ones, for greeting one another. As you find your way back to your seat, I'll invite you to have that bulletin handy, because we are going to do an invitation and a call to worship into our service.
The people who walk in the darkness will see a great light. For unto us a child will be born, unto us a son will be given. I invite you to stand as you are able and join in singing our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 234.
Thank you.
Our service today is entitled Mountain View Sings. It is our gift to you, a gift of music and words that tell the story of Christmas. And as we live in these weeks of waiting for the Christ child to be born, our wish is that the story will bring you hope. Prepare the way of the Lord, the prophets called, assuring that God would fulfill his promise to walk with us, to journey beside us, and to bring us peace. And while it's a story we all know well, it's a story that never grows old. Today, our voices may span generations, but our hearts all sing the same song. And we're excited to share that song with you.
Began. My days were spent helping my mother with chores. Oh, look, here is Joseph, the man I would marry. Joseph, would you like to help me tell the story?
Of course, it's a pretty remarkable story. Have you told them about the angel yet?
I was just about to. One day, the angel Gabriel appeared and brought me some pretty incredible news. The angel said to me, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will give a birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end."
The angel Gabriel also appeared to me, but in a dream. I was told that Mary would have a baby and that the baby would be the Son of God. I was to be his father here on earth. Although my heart was heavy with responsibility, I would do as God asked. I knew I would love Mary and her baby.
And then came the proclamation from the emperor.
Yes, Caesar Augustus called for a census. Everyone was expected to return to the city of their birth to be counted. I was to travel to Bethlehem, the city of David, and because Mary was to be my wife, she traveled beside me.
The journey was long, but my faith kept me moving. Unfortunately, the census brought many travelers to Bethlehem, and when we arrived, all the inns were full. I knew the baby would be coming soon, and I was worried. But God was with us, and I trusted we would find a place to rest.
Yes, God is good. He led us to a kind innkeeper who gave us a place to sleep in his stable. It was warm, and the animals nearby were comforting. We were safe under the night sky, and Mary could rest.
That night, in the stable, Jesus was born. Joseph and I were awed by the beauty of the moment, and a sense of peace filled our hearts. Baby Jesus, the sky exploded with love. People everywhere could feel that the world had changed. I wrapped the baby Jesus snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger where he slept on a bed of hay. The presence of God filled the small stable, and I was content.
The heavens were singing with joy. A star appeared overhead, a special star that I suspected meant visitors would be coming. Surely the world could sense that God had given us a truly amazing gift that night in Bethlehem.
My heart was so full. We stared into the baby's face, the face of my Savior, my King, my Creator. He was here for us all.
Hold on now, gotta take a deep breath. I don't know what to say when I look in your the world before I was born, and here I am holding you in my arms tonight. Noel, Noel, Jesus, our Emmanuel, for here I'm holding you so near. Don't know how long I'm gonna have you for, but I'll be watching when you change the world. Look at your hands, they're still so small. Someday you're gonna stretch them out and sit. Someday I'll look back on this, the night that God became my baby boy. Someday you're gonna go home again, but you leave your spirit and flood the world with joy. You'll be
to us that night and in the months that followed. The first was, of course, the animals that were sharing the stable with us. Even they could sense the wonder that the baby brought.
What a fantastic night here in our small stable. This baby has been born, and the light from the star above fills our barn with love.
The mother calls him Jesus. He must be special. I can feel it.
Baby looks like love.
The baby makes me feel at peace. He will mean many things to many people around the world.
How exciting that this was the stable where he chose to be born. Come, friendly beasts, and gather around Jesus, kind and good.
Thank you.
stable, and we could hear the angels singing across the night sky. We counted our blessings as the baby Jesus soundly slept.
The star.
Yes, it means something wonderful. The angel Gabriel told me that there would be a baby that would change the world forever. He is the Son of God, sent to walk on this earth and bring love to all.
The baby's beautiful.
The baby feels like God.
I can't imagine a more beautiful night.
We can't stop smiling.
We can't stop smiling.
Let's tell the shepherds.
The angels went to the fields where the shepherds watched over their sheep. Their song told us of the wonder of Bethlehem, that love incarnate with us dwells. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Thank you. amazing thing happened. The angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone all around. We were afraid.
But the angel said to us, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy. For unto you a Savior is born in the town of Bethlehem. The angel told us we would find the baby, the Savior, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And then suddenly in the sky right over our heads, there appeared a choir of angels. They sang and praised God, singing, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people."
The star shines bright over the stable where he sleeps. It is just as the angel said. Great joy indeed.
I hope others will see the star and understand what it means. We should share this joy with everyone.
Oh, what a glorious night. Or what a glorious night.
On a cold, cold night, so long ago, the skies rolled back. What a sight to behold when an angel appeared to the shepherds and spoke glory. With fear, he said, "Don't be afraid. Oh, I come with good news. The Savior is born on this day." And it echoed like thunder, every angel voice say, "Glory. We sing glory to
visitors came to the stable to see the baby, Jesus. Some of them brought gifts, and all were in awe of God's miracle. Joseph and I welcomed each of them and smiled as they bowed before the baby king.
As the ushers prepared Passover offering plates, we remember the visitors to the stable that night and reflect on how they were awed by the baby Jesus, a gift from God. Let us turn and share what we have with this church so that the spirit of Christmas might reach others within and outside of our congregation throughout the year. Every good gift comes from you. Please help us use our gift to serve you and share your love with others. Amen.
What a story that was. My heart overflows with so many wonderful things that we share in this tale.
It's true. I feel it too. Throughout the story, we were led by our faith. We found peace in a small stable. We rejoiced with the angels, and we heard the shepherds' proclamations of joy.
And the best part of the story tells us that Jesus is the hope of all the world. Oh, Lord, we bring ourselves to you in an offering of ourselves. We are an offering to you.
of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth, they traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bow before the humble Prince of Peace.
Your heart is singing with the joy of Christmas. This Christmas and for the whole year ahead, share the gift of Jesus with others so that God's love can be felt by everyone around the world. I invite you to stand as you are able and join in singing our closing hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 240.
Mercy, mild, God, and sinless.
praise to God and thanksgiving for this wonderful program. Will you clap with me? Woo-hoo! Thank you, choir. Thank you, Head for Home. Thanks, sound guys. Thanks, kiddos. It was a group effort. I want to thank Larissa Hoffman for putting the program together and all of the kiddos, and for you for coming and being a part of this way in which we are still preparing for Christmas. We're almost there, but not quite yet. But in the midst, know that as you go from this place, you go with God's offering to you. God's love for you this day and evermore. Go now in peace. Amen.